Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Alan Greenfield has been interested in the occult, UFOs, strange animal sightings, paranormal experiences, phenomena like the shadow people and the real men in black for most of his life. He's been an active investigator since the early 1960s, has traveled the world in search of the truth. He wrote with Olive Phillips the book Secrets of the Real Black Lodge Revealed. Alan, welcome back to the program. It's been a while.
Yeah, but I've been on with you five previous times, so yep. I hope I have something new to say, but I certainly have a new book out.
And, you sure do.
Yeah. Can I give you a little background on how I came to get involved with this particular book?
Well, I was going to ask you this question. Give us a little background on how you got involved in this particular book.
Well, you know, I used to work for the Psychic Friends Network, so maybe I just read your mind. I wrote Secret Cipher, The Ufonauts, a long time ago, and it was always intended to be a trilogy. Well, the second book, let's just say one of the darker magical organizations caused me a lot of trouble, so the second volume was 10 years later. And both have done very well. When they're out of print, they fetch fantastic prices, which is not something that comes to me because I don't get, you know, used books don't have royalties, but at least not for me. But I was going to do the third book of the trilogy on the secret chiefs of the Third Order, which essentially are the what they call in the East the Bodhisattvas, or the good angels, beings who started out as human beings and who have ascended to an exalted level so that they're not in any sense corporeal anymore, like thee and me, but who try to aid humanity to attain, to ascend to a higher level. There is another group, however, unfortunately. There's always yin and there's always yang, right? And,
that's right.
I was listening to your last hour, boy. Nostradamus certainly foresaw a lot of the darkness that's going on now. And the reason I didn't write the book about the secret chiefs, but rather in consultation with my publisher, Olive, who may be on later this evening, morning, whatever it is at the moment where you are, I realized that we live in foreboding, dark times. And I wanted to, I really believe that knowledge is power, and I wanted to speak to the darker side of the occult. And that's why I, the book certainly references the secret chiefs, but the adepts, high-level adepts who have chosen, for lack of a better term, the dark side of the force, pardon me, George Lucas, need to be exposed because they were talked about in theosophical circles and in Crowleyan circles a lot up until around 1920, and then it stopped being a subject that was discussed in occult circles. I will leave to the imagination as to why it stopped being. All I know is I brought up the subject and was told, well, high initiates don't discuss this. Hmm. So that, for me, was, you know, fodder. I thought, well, I better specialize in this. So I've accumulated a lot of information, and my publisher has accumulated a great deal as well, and we synthesized it. What I was concerned about, though, oddly enough, was not my own fate. I mean, I'm, you know, not over the hill, but I'm on the hill. And I can see where it's down, so I don't really worry about that, because if they wanted to get me, they would have gotten me long ago. But when my first book, and it was, as it happens, my first book with a real publisher, Secret Cipher, The Euphonauts.
And that came out in 18, didn't it, 2018?
Well, that's the current edition. Olaf Phillips, my current publisher, has been kind enough to reissue every single one of my books except one, which I begged him not to reissue, partly because it's was co-authored with someone I'm no longer affiliated with. But they're all in print. But the original edition goes back, 20 years.
Wow.
It's been heavily revised. But you won't be seeing anything from Illuminate Press anymore, because shortly after the book was published, the publisher died under mysterious circumstances. At least two of the writers in his immediate entourage, you may know of Jim Keith. He died under mysterious circumstances, very mysterious circumstances. And there were a number of unexplained deaths, mostly of ufologists, but Jim was, you know, he had one foot in the militia universe and the other foot in ufology. And he did books on both subjects, and he made the mistake of going to Burning Man way back, sprained an ankle, and was dead the next day.
From a sprained ankle?
That's right. You know, well,
weird.
The publisher, Ron Bonds, to whom this new book is dedicated, he went to dinner with his wife at a Mexican restaurant here in Atlanta, and took dramatically sick and was dead before morning. Now, the interesting thing is, his wife was eating the same, you know, food, and she didn't get sick, and neither did anyone else in the restaurant. So it was a targeted thing. Furthermore, let's assume, you know, someone gets ill in a restaurant, you assume that it's some kind of food poisoning.
Absolutely.
That doesn't kill you that quickly. That was...
you get sick, you throw up, you...
syndrome.
Unbelievable.
You know, the same thing that has happened to certain enemies of Mr. Putin that fall out of windows a lot. Or
planes.
Planes, or all sorts of ways to die that are novel. He seems to have a high repertoire. He must have seen the movie Ivan the Terrible 16 times and absorbed the path of the poisoner. But we'll pass on him. It's pretty dark times, and I wanted to inform people everything that I know about the Black Lodge. Now, they never call themselves the Black Lodge, of course. They will lie through their teeth. Their interest is actually in enslaving or destroying the human race. You can call them fallen angels. You can call them demons. You can use any terminology you want.
Was this a place, though, Alan, that they would meet at?
That's an interesting question that I don't really have an answer for. They are the actual members of the Black Lodge are ascended masters, just like the secret chiefs. So they are not corporeal beings. They can manifest as corporeal beings if they choose to, but they are on a higher vibration, we'll say. But their minions, people that they employ or they use or whatever, they gather here and there, but not in any one fixed location. And they use, and this is part of the reason that I wrote the original book, Secret Cipher, that they use a similar code to the one that that I decoded, expecting it to change, which it hasn't. In using that particular code or cipher, I have become aware that it's the perfect instrument for having great secrecy when you're transmitting information from one person to another. So when they meet in small groups, and it's usually billed as something else, you know, a convention for people who are interested in angelology or demonology or whatever, and then they disperse. And it's never all of them at once, but they're worldwide, and their intention is to either cause a nuclear conflagration, which brings us back to Nostradamus and others, or to simply enslave the human race in some way, mostly by trickery. They don't come out. And if this sounds like what was being talked about, the Antichrist and so forth, it's certainly of the same milieu, if it's not exactly the same thing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers you can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. Well, since you bring up the Antichrist, what I have discovered here, and you know about this, is that the Black Lodge of these evil magicians were featured in a book called Moonchild, a 1923 novel by the occultist Aleister Crowley. And in that novel, the Black Lodge was vying for the unborn child that they thought was the Antichrist. How evil can you get?
That's very evil, and that was... When I mentioned after World War I, they stopped talking about this. Moonchild, which is discussed in some detail in Secrets of the Black Lodge Revealed, the title, we went back and forth over what the title should be. So I keep missing, because there's some word missing from it. I say, you know, it's the book on the Black Lodge by Greenfield and Phillips, and y'all need to buy it because it's different. It's dark, but it offers some solutions too. And again, I say, knowledge is power, and ignorance is not bliss at all.
Can you tell us a little bit about the rogue former FBI agent Wyndham Earle? Do you know much about him?
Not too much. I mean, I'm familiar with the case, but that's more on Olaf's side of things than mine. We sort of each had our specialty in doing the input for the book, and mine was, predictably enough, the magical stuff, the occult stuff, and the UFO stuff. And it overlaps. I mean, I found definite overlapping, for example, in re-examining the famous, although never before now, well-understood Maury Island case from 1947, which is the first modern case documented anyway that the men in black appear in, also a couple of murders. It seems to follow the Black Lodge around. But so that's something that I talked about in a way that I don't believe anyone else has ever discussed it. And that's because I was privy to certain information about it that I had never had occasion to share before. And I don't try to go negative, but I thought that it was time to, you know, talk about the real consequences of investigation. I did want to say this. My great fear in bringing out this book was not for me, and certainly not for the readers. It was for my publisher, because based on what happened to Ron Bonds and Illuminette Press, which both ceased to exist, at least in this dimension, so to speak, I was concerned about my publisher, and indeed, he had horrendous things, mostly of a very personal nature, happen to him during the course of the year that we wrestled with putting this book together. So it was a, I don't know, I've never counted. I imagine I have, 12 published books in print, and I've never had this kind of resistance and problems before.
Interesting. Well, he's going to join us in a few minutes, Alan. You're going to stay with us for the rest of the show, of course, but he'll join us after the break to talk about some of the things that have happened to him. Is this group, the Black Lodge members, is it still in existence? Has it been passed down from father to son, for example?
Well, not father to son, but from initiate to initiate. In other words, it doesn't run in families, biological families, but it does run in a certain level of initiation where one either goes forward, that is, becomes a secret chief, or goes on to some higher state of being, some other vibration altogether, or because some really don't want to go any higher because it involves, I don't know, ego surrender or whatever. I mean, I'm not at that level, so I can't judge. They choose to stay at the relatively high level that they're at, but to make sure that no one else ascends to that level. You even see that in some of the occult organizations that are hierarchically oriented, which is to say, they like to see people in an inferior position, but they resent anyone who might have the ability to surpass them. And they will do anything from distracting or using the various means that they have. Some of them are out on the internet, and you would, you know about them. Some of them are trans-channeled things, like Ashtar, which is a Babylonian demon. I don't know why anybody would credit, peace and love coming from a Babylonian demon with any kind of credibility, but there are a lot of people who follow that, and they have just chosen, like I said, the dark side. The only mention after Moonchild that there has been, other than a single article I did, which this was like 20 years ago, it got shouted down by the occult community. We don't talk about that stuff anymore. Is the right way to put it, David Lynch's Twin Peaks, which talks very freely about the Black Lodge, and I am very interested in, he gets a autographed deluxe copy, I understand, from the publisher, and I'd be interested in his reaction to this, because clearly he has inside information. He's known as a enthusiastic transcendental meditation person, and that's not my deal, but potentially if you work with any given system, it probably can be very enlightening. And that being the case, I think that maybe David Lynch will have something to say about this. Certainly a lot of his fans have gravitated towards this book. I knew it would sell well if it ever got out, but I wasn't sure that, yet another publisher would bite the dust, or his family or something. And I kind of warned him in advance that that might be the case, but thank God he's still with us, and so are his immediate entourage, and I hope it remains that way.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.